This Bahaloscha, you have the two psukim, Ahivin Sahar and Avnucha Yoimar, right at the beginning of Shishi, and it has Nunim Hafuchim before and after to separate it from the rest of the Parsha. Rashi Anachomish quotes from the Medrash that this is placed in between Lahafsik Bein Puranus Le Puranus. The first Puranus was that right after Harsina, by Yisame Harsinai, that Bnei Yisrael ran away, Ketina Kaperech Ben Beis HaSefer, that when finals are over, everybody runs away. They don't want to stay on to learn a little bit more. So after Maimon HaSinai, they all ran away, they didn't want to stay on. That was Puranus. Then the next Puranus is, they got the slob and they died. It was a tragedy. We have most of the Chumashim, we have Shishi over there. So the later Svarim write that it's not right. We have a minig, it's not mikra, then we have a minig that you don't, whenever you can avoid it, you don't begin, you don't end with dovera. The Gemara mikra, then there is no such halacha. The Gemara says you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the teichecha. So the Gemara says that's only the teichecha in Bechukosa, the teichecha in Kisavi may be mafsik, even though the whole thing is Puranis. The whole thing is terrible. But we have a meaning that we're not mafsik in the middle of the Teichach and Kisava either. We're not, we always try to avoid, whenever possible, a beginning or ending with a Dovara. So that's what Achrenim say. You really shouldn't have Shishi over here. You should have it six psukim before, by the Stuma before, not over here. What is this all about? The Nunim Hafuchim, Bahimat Sohar, and so the Gemara Masech HaShabbos and Perik called Kisvei Hazamachlekes Hatanam, how many Chumashim are there? What do you mean, how many Chumashim? The word Chumash means one-fifth. So obviously there are five Chumashim. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin Al Pidin, there are seven. That the Bamidbar is three Chumashim, it's three Svarim. You can't use the word Chumash anymore, it's three Svarim. From beginning of Bamidbar till Bahimat Sohar, and then these two psukim constitute a sefer b'fnei atzman, then from here to the end of Bamidbar is the third sefer. So Bamidbar itself has three svarim. So in addition to the chamish chumshe Torah that we always knew about, here you have another two, because Bamidbar is divided into three. What is the significance? And the Gemara says, halacha like that. How many letters are there in these two psukim? So the Gemara says, you count them up, it's pei hei yosias, 85 letters. And the Gemara says, if you have a sefer Yeshua, you have a sefer Yeshaya, whatever, and it has a lot of letters missing, so it still retains a Kedusha Sefer, the Kedusha's Kisya Kodesh, unless it has less than 85 letters. 85 letters is the minimum you have, because the smallest Sefer in Tanakh is these two Psukim, and these two Psukim have 85 Pehei Oisias. And the Gemara quotes the Posuk in Mishlei, Chochmas Bon Sod Beisa Chotzva Amudeha Shiva, that there are seven pillars for Chochmah. The seven pillars are the seven Chumashim. Can't use the word Chumash anymore. The seven Svarim and Tarvas Moshe. The other opinion in Gemara has not been accepted. The other opinion is not the whole Bamidbar is one Sefer. But the wheat paskin is taka three different Svarim. Chotzva Amudeha Shiva. What does it represent? What's the significance of the two Psukim? It's a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai. So I think what's assumed is that the Torah can travel from one continent to the other, even Sahar and Avnucha Yama, Torah can travel and it can be applied in all generations. In recent years, the world has changed so much that you really, the Gemara says, Kola Tarkula, usually the way you pass Kanashayla is by being Medama Milsa the Milsa. You compare the case at hand to cases that came up in the past, and how did we pass in the past? So you have to be done. Is this case more similar to case A or to case B? Medama milsa la milsa. That's what for many years, the Galician Achrayim, the Hungarian Achrayim, that's how they wrote Shalas and Chubas. They would quote Chubas Svarim that were written in an earlier generation, and they would discuss whether the case at hand is more similar to that case or that case. This poses problems. You see here, you want to compare. I want to compare which are similar. Well, this cover is the same color as this, so this should be similar. Yeah, but you open. But these are approximately the same size as this, so this should be more similar. No, these are Gemaras and this is Rambam and this is a Chumash. You can't judge by the color, you can't judge by the size. You have to open it up and see what's inside. A lot of times you're going to be Medama Milson Mis, you're going to make superficial Dimyonis. You're going to paskin by analogy. is it more analogous to this case or that case? Sometimes it's in Gansan off the mark. So that's why in the whole world is so changed now that the more recent tshuvas, starting Rav Chaim Oizer, starting the Litvish tshuvas from the last 100 years or so, they're not done by Moshe Feinstein. He doesn't look at Achrayim and see whether his case is more similar to that case. He goes back to the Chumash, goes back to the Gemara, he's mavar what the din is, and then he goes through Taisus and the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, and he sees how it has been accepted over the generations, and he's done on the case based on the Ikorim. What's the, how do you define the halacha? It's hard to be medamim milson lemis, because the whole world is a different world. Nothing is similar to what it used to be. Rather than paskening by analogy, you pasken by analysis. You have to analyze what's the yisayda of the halacha. So that's what some interpret. I think Rav Soloveitchik may have said that the two psukim convey that message, that the Torah travels and the same halacha that applied 1,000 years ago and 2,000 years ago in days of the Gemara applies bisman hazeh in American conditions, totally different conditions. People dress differently, they speak differently, they think differently. The halacha remains the same. You have to know what are the yisaydas of the halacha and how do they apply in each generation. Rav Soloveitchik used to hold drasha more than once. This is one of his recurrent themes. If I would have been the Rambam, I would have written 14 Ikari Ramuna. He would have written another Ikan Amura, that the Torah makes sense and applies in all generations, whatever continent you live in, whatever society you live in, the Torah makes sense and it applies. That is absolutely correct. The Torah applies today in the same way that it applied the years ago. You have to be done. The Chazon Ish in the collection of letters writes, it's difficult to pasken halacha l'maaseh. He says there are two difficulties. One difficulty is you have to be mevarer what's takad halacha. Then the second difficulty is you have to judge on the case at hand. Is it more similar to that in the Gemara, let's say, in Shulchan Aruch, you have Sif Aleph, then you have Sif Beis. Sif Aleph is also Sif Beis is Mutter. So first you have to ascertain why Sif Aleph also and why Sif Beis Mutter. Then you have to judge, and the Chazon Ish in the letter writes that sometimes that's more difficult than the first one, to judge whether the case at hand falls under Sif Aleph or falls under Sif Beis. So that's the Sefer Torah Bifnei Atzman. Even so, the Torah travels, and the Torah applies in all countries, in all generations, in all societies in the same way. What are the Nunim Hafuchim supposed to represent? A backwards Nun. So there's a Sefer Yalkut Shimoni that everyone is familiar with. Rav Shimon HaGodol, I think, Rav Shimon HaDarshan, whatever. He lived in the days of the Rishonim, and he made a Likut of Midrashim. Sometimes he quotes Medrash Rabba, Tanchuma, Bavli, Yerushalmi, all kinds of Midrashim, and he put them all together. And then there's another Sefer called Yalkut HaRuveni. Yalkut HaRuveni has all Midrashi Pliya, all funny things, all irregular Midrashim. So on this, on the Nunim Hafuchim, he has something to say also. So he quotes a Medrash Pliya, that a nun is a fish in Aramaic, and a nun hofach means that the fish swims upstream instead of swimming the same way the river is flowing, it flows against the stream, and that's what the Jews and the Torah and the Judaism is all about. We're always swimming against the tide, and that's based on the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that in order to establish that a fish is kosher, you have to have snapa the kaskeses. What's the idea of kaskeses? Gemara says kaskeses has to protect the fish. And the Gemara says there was a certain river in Bavel that the trefa fish didn't have kaskeses, so it didn't have the koach to swim against the tide. It had to swim with the tide. But the kosher fish have the koach to swim against the tide because they have kaskeses which protects them. That's what it says in the Gemara. So that's what the Yalkut Haruveni says over here. The Nunim Hafuchim represent Judaism, Orthodox Judaism, that we're always swimming against the tide. We're always going against the current. The whole world is crazy. The whole world, as Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to say, we shouldn't imitate, we shouldn't think we have to be kofuf to the American culture. The whole society is neurotic. And if he said it then, he died already so many years ago. He said it 50 years ago, it's Kavachaymah, that is neurotic matter. Absolutely crazy now. Worse than neurotic, psychotic. It's worse than neurotic. So that's what the Nunim HaFulchim are all about. This Taka Shaila and Din. It says in Shulchan Aruch that kaskesis, even if it only has one kaskesis, it's enough to be a snap of a kaskesis. You don't need that it should be coated with scales. Then it says the kaskesis doesn't matter what shape it has. No specific shape. The shaila doesn't matter what consistency it has. Sometimes you have fish that have kaskesis that has such a soft consistency. It's like another layer of skin. But it's not really... The kaskesis is always like a piece of plastic. So there's hard plastic and soft plastic. Bottom line, it's all plastic. It protects the... If it would have been a coat of plastic, it would have protected it. But if you have kaskesis that's mamish thin like skin, that's a question. Does that taka have the din of kaskesis? In South Africa, they have a fish that only swims over there. It doesn't swim in our part of the world. Kingklip, it's called, the kingklip fish. So it's coated with kaskesis, but the kaskesis is so soft, it's like another layer of skin. So if the animal, if the fish has an additional layer of skin, that doesn't make it kosher. It has to have a kaskesis. Kaskesis is not at all the consistency of plastic. But the one of Paskin that it was good was Rabbi Yitzchok Kosovsky. That was Rabbi Eli Shulman's great-grandfather, I think. He was a brother-in-law of Rabbi Chaim Moise. And he was in contact, he used to correspond with Rabbi Chaim Moise, who lived in Vilna. And he was the one, that's what they say, he was the one that said that it's kosher. So the Beis Din in South Africa, Beis Din in Johannesburg, permits it. And every 20 years, there's somebody who tumults about it, and they're upset about it, and they start a whole tumult.
There's a guy who comes from Kantas, and he says he has an old Sefer Torah, and the Nun HaFukos are part of the letters of the Pesach, and not
separate nuns.
He says there was a change in the Ksav around 400 years ago. He got this from his great-grandfather, and lots of things are different, and the Tagim have small letters. Has Rebbe ever seen anything like that?
Not familiar. Anyway, that's the famous thing in Parshas Bahalo Yisro. That at Shishi you have the Nunim HaFuchim, you have a Sefer Bifnei Atzma, Vimen So Ha'oron HaVenuch HaYoyma. Shuba Hashem Riva V'Salfa Yisro, the Gemara says, Ein HaShchina Shora Ela Al Shtei Revovos HaShnei Alofen. Revovos is 10,000. Riva V'Os means two times, plural. It's two times 10,000, 20,000. Elef is 1,000. Alfei, Miud Rav Mishnayim is 2. So the Pasuk says, the Gemara understands that Shechina will only be sure if you have a minimum of 22,000 Jews. Okay? So when, that's what some of the Rabbanim said. If you'll have 22,000 Jews living in Eretz Israel, that'll be, Hashras HaShechina will be there. What else is Parshas Bahalo Yisro known for? It's known for the din of Pesach Sheni. The Parsha tells us that there were people who were Tmeyim. Who were they? So Rashi quotes in the Ma'an, and they weren't able to participate in Pesach Rishon. Tomei is not allowed to participate. So they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, can he do anything for them? So Moshe Rabbeinu, this was after Ma'amin HaSinai. So apparently Moshe Rabbeinu was taught Kol HaTorah Har Sinai, but he wasn't told about Pesach Sheni. That's what the Ramban writes in his introduction to the Chumash, that even though Rabbi Akiva makes a statement, Rashi quotes the beginning of Parshas Bahar, Kol HaTarukula Kol HaLasev, Pratisev, Dikduket, everything was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, it's not exactly 100% so. This din was not told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. The same thing, the issue of Yerusha by Benoit Slavcha, whatever the issue was not told to Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't know. He said, Im Duli Eshma Ma'ishab, he says, "Im do v'yeshma ma'itzav Hashem lachem." He'll ask Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Pesach Sheni was given at this time. Yeah, what's the din of Pesach Sheni? So the Gemara has a big machlekes hatanaim, Rebbe Reb Nosson. Pesach Sheni is tashlumen to Pesach Rishon, or is it regel bifnei atzma? L'mayin afkemina. If it's tashlumen, so only one who is obligated to bring Pesach Rishon and failed to do so, will have to bring Pesach Sheni. What if you have a cotton shehigdil? A cotton becomes bar mitzvah between Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheni, or a nochish and his gayer. A non-Jew converts in between. So Pesach Rish and he wasn't mechuyev at all. Then he, according to that Tanur Rav Nosson, he wouldn't be obligated to bring Pesach Sheni because it's tashlum in the Rishon. We don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rebbe, that Pesach Sheni is regal b'fnei atzma. That even the cotton shehigdel and the gershon is gar b'ntayim is also chayv in Pesach Sheni. The Rambam writes even cotton shehigdel, famous line in the Rambam, cotton shehigdel in Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni is chayv in Pesach Sheni because regal b'fnei atzma, unless the cotton participated in Pesach Rishon. If he did participate in Pesach Rishon, then he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni. So that's what the Shagasaya asks on the Rambam. But there is a Gemara in the end of Rosh Hashanah where the Gemara says if you have a person, the Halacha recognizes temporary insanity. If a person is itim cholim, itim shaita, sometimes he's healthy, cholim means healthy. Lachlima lachzika lachyosa, lachlima means to give him good health, strength. So itim cholim, sometimes he's healthy and normal. Itim shaita, sometimes he has fits of insanity. So the Gemara says, "Bishbanshu pikech harek pikech lachol dvarav." When he's normal, he has a din of a bardas manshu v'shoyta. I really can shoyta l'chol dvar. You don't say one could have argued the point and said a shoyta is only a person who's always a shoyta. But if he has only temporary fits of insanity and basically he's normal, then maybe you should consider him like a bardas who's sleeping. When he's eaten shoyta, he's not able to express das. Let's say a man. Man lives in Eretz Yisrael, his wife lives in America, they're separated and wants to give her a get. So he authorizes the writing of the get, then they send the get in the mail, and somebody, shliach, gives the get to the wife in New York. So if the husband is sleeping when the get is delivered, so all the Rishonim say it's good. Posh B'shan Digamon Sanhedrin, that it's good. If the husband becomes nishtata, after he appoints a shliach, he becomes nishtata, and then the shaita delivers the get, the shaliach delivers the get when the husband is a shaita, so the Mishnah says in Gitnat that's not acceptable. The Pashta says that that's a din d'oraisa. The Ktzos misunderstood that that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Tur, in such a case, whether the get is posel manatar, just posel rabban. The husband authorized the writing of a get when he was healthy, and he appointed a shliach, and then the shliach goes, and the husband becomes nishtata before the shliach delivers the get. So the Mishnah says no good. So the Ktzos misunderstood that this is a machloikas, the Rambam and the Tur, whether that's a din d'oraisa de Rabban. Chazanish explains, you look in the Rambam, it's not true. Everybody agrees, the Rambam agrees with the Tur, that that's a psul d'oraisa. The Gansa machloikas, the Rambam and the Tur is, if the husband didn't become the shtat, it became a chaza kurdaikas. So what's kurdaikas? Also, he's not in his right mind, he's not able to think straight. But the Gemara says, Same biyodan. We have a pill, we can have a medication that we can give him to solve the problem. We have a way to solve the problem. So if Same biyodan, so that's a machlekes of Yechon Avei Shlokesh. Misha achoz the kurdaikis, is he considered a shoita or not? So we paskin that he is considered a shoita. If the husband authorized the writing of the get, and he gave the get to a shliach, and then before the shliach delivered the get, the husband becomes achaz, a kurdaikis, so we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan that the get is no good. So in that case, that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Tur. So the Rambam says, in that case, the get is only possible with the Rabbana, because Menatar Rish Lokesh is really right. Since achaz, a kurdaikis, Sami Biyodan, we have the medication, we can easily treat him, he'll become a bardas now, we have control over the situation, so that's not called a shaita. It's only with the Rabbana is called a shaita, but if he really is nishtata, If the husband appointed, he wrote a get, then he appoints a shlech, then he becomes nishtata, and it's a case where it's not sami biyodan, we don't have a medication to treat him, and he's really a shaita, the Rambam will agree with the Tur, that it's a psul deraisa. So the Gemara says in the end, so the Halacha recognizes temporary insanity, and itim cholim, itim shaita, bizmanshu hu So the Gemara says, what if on Rosh Hashanah he heard Kiyah Shofar at the time that he wasn't all there, that he was a Shaita? And then later in the day, he regained his seichel, and he becomes a bardas. So the Gemara said, "You're not yotze tkiya shofar. If you're tkiya shofar, bizman that you were potter min hamitzvah, you're not yotze. You have to hear again. You have to say a bracha and hear again tkiya shofar." So that's the shadusaris kasha on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that a cotton shehigdal like a gershon is guy ben pesach rishon the pesach sheni? A cotton shehigdal ben pesach rishon the pesach sheni is obligated to bring pesach sheni. Because we don't accept the opinion of Rav Nosson that it's Tashlum and the Rishon, we pass like Rebbe, that it's a regal b'fnei atzmai. So he says the cotton shehigdil is mechuyev to bring Pesach Sheni, unless he participated Pesach Rishon, then he doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. What does it help? A cotton is not a bar chayuvah, even if he did participate Pesach Rishon. I should say he's not yotzei anything he has to have again later. So that's the Shagasari's kasha on the Ram. So Rav Chaim has a famous answer. The Netziv has one answer, and Rav Chaim says totally differently from the Netziv. So Rav Chaim writes, no, that's part of the condition of the story. There is an institution of Chumash. The Chumash talks about Sela Beisavis. The family brings the Korban Pesach, and everybody in the family participates in the Korban Pesach, and the Ketanim also eat, even though the Ketanim is Allah Bardas, and how could it become a Mun on the Korban Pesach? But that's the din, that the cotton, you're permitted to give Kar Pesach Rishon to the cotton. So the cotton ate Pesach Rishon, even though he was a Mechuyev Bedover, by definition he can't bring Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only for those who didn't bring Pesach Rishon. Whoever was involved in a Pesach Rishon doesn't bring Pesach Sheni. The Netziv has a whole different answer. The Netziv has a, there's a Shaila Halacha L'maisa. Let's say the children in elementary school tie tzitzis on the beggar. The Rebbe teaches them how to tie tzitzis. They tie tzitzit on the beged, but they're not yet bar mitzvah. Are they permitted to continue wearing that beged of tzitzis after they become bar mitzvah? So Rabbi Yanko Kamenetz, he recommended the Rebbe should tie the first kesher. The Rebbe is bar mitzvah. Right? The Rebbe should tie the first kesher, shemikah, and then all the krichas are not miyakah. But if you didn't do like that, what's the din? If the cotton made the whole tzitzis, it is he permitted to wear it later after it becomes bar mitzvah? The pashtus is that not. He's not allowed to, because there's a machlekes of Rishonim, Tosus and the Rambam, where the kshiras achutim, tying the tzitzis on the beged, needs lishmo anat. So we're machma lachatchila, that you do need lishmo. That you do need lishmo. So a cotton who ties is no good. So a cotton for himself calls money a cotton, he can wear. It's only midin chino, so midin rabbanon, he is a bar chiyuvah. But the cotton should continue to wear the arba conference after he becomes bar mitzvah, should not be good. So then it's ziv. As in his tshuvas, a whole tshuva about it, he says, no, based on this Rambam, that if the cotton participated in Pesach Rishon, he's potter from Pesach Sheni, so you see that what he does when he's a cotton does count. Rav Chaim says, no, that's a special thing, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, that's the definition of Pesach Sheni. Whoever didn't participate in Pesach Rishon brings Pesach Sheni, but if you did participate, so you don't belong in Pesach Sheni. And then it's Ziv took it, that it's from that Rambam, that the Rambam says, If the cotton did participate, then he doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. He takes it that whatever the cotton did, the Torah's chinuch is yotzei for later. Even though he's going to be a bar mitzvah, he can still continue to wear the same tzitzis. It's a difficult tshuva on a tziv. Pashtus is like Rav Chaim.
Is it saying that only the cotton himself can use it in the shehigdil, or even somebody else could use it?
I don't think so. Only the cotton himself. For other people, there's no good. For other people, there's no good. But the cotton himself is good based on this Rambam. Okay. Yes. So who brings Pesach Sheni? It says Tamei Aderech Rechoika. The Gemara says, what if a person is Baderech Rechoika from Yerushalayim and he sends a message, he sends an email or whatever, a text message, please bring a Korban Pesach for me, and then he goes by horseback and he arrives in Yerushalayim with plenty of time to eat the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says, we paskin, you're not yotze. If you tell me a derech rechoka, you cannot become a moon on the Korban Pesach, just not chal. Even though he succeeds in showing up by Leil HaSeder. So what's the definition of derech rechoka? So there's a machlokes ha-tanaim. So one Tana, Rashi HaChumash quotes the Tana whose opinion has not been accepted. So Rashi quotes the Tana who says, whoever is chutz laskupa sa'azara. It's called derech rechoka. So we don't assume like that. You assume derech rechoka means you draw a circle around Yerushalayim. The radius of the circle is 10 mil. And the Mishnah in Pesachim calls it min hamadim v'lifnim. Madim was on that circle. Madim was exactly 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. So he drew a circle. So within that circle, that's called Derech Kroiva. And outside of that circle, Derech Rechok. What is it supposed to correspond to? Teswav mil. Would they get a number from nowhere? So that's what the Gemara says, the normal traveler who would travel by foot, years ago people would travel by foot, the normal traveler who would go by foot, it would take a half a day, it would take from sunrise, not a half a day, it would take from sunrise till noon that he should arrive in Yerushalayim 15 mil. So when is this then determined? So that's also a machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos learn Derech Rechok is established at Chatzos. Exactly at Chatzos on Erev Pesach is when everybody becomes obligated to bring Korban Pesach. Because you can't bring it before Chatzos. You can only bring it after Chatzos. There's a question. You only bring the Korban Pesach after the Tamas Shel Bein Ha'abayim. All the other Korbans had to be brought in between Tamas Shel Shachar, Tamas Shel Bein Ha'abayim. That's called Esei de Hashlomah. You shouldn't bring any korbanos on the Mizbeach before the Tamas Shel Shachar, shouldn't bring any korbanos on the Mizbeach after the Tamas Shel Bein Ha'abayim. But even if you did bring, it would be kosher, but chatchila, you're not allowed to. So the exception to the rule was Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was dafka brought after Tamas Shel Bein Ha'abayim. The Gemara learns it out from Pesukim. The Mishnah Melech quotes from the Balei HaTosfos, from the Kisvei Yad, that it's not so clear regarding Pesach Sheni. Was Pesach Sheni brought also after the Tamas Shel Bein Ha'abayim? The same as Pesach Rishon? No. Maybe Pesach Sheni was the same as all the other Karbanos. You have to bring a Davka. Esei Dashlom, you have to bring a Davka before the Tamas Shel Bein Ha'abayim. So that's not explicit in the Gemara. So I'll call upon him. Rashi and Tosfos learn shot like this. This isn't then Derech Rechoka. We determine at Chatzos. You can't bring the Tamas Shel Bein Ha'abayim before Chatzos, and the Meili can't bring the Korban Pesach before Chatzos. So at Chatzos, you become mechuyev to bring the Korban Pesach. So where is the person at Chatzos? If he's ben amadim belachutz, if he's further away from Yerushalayim than 15 mil, and he won't be able to arrive in Yerushalayim if he goes by average walking speed, by foot, average walking speed, he won't be able to arrive before the Shkia. That's the end of the time that you can't be makriv the Korbanos after the Shkia. The Rabbein Tam says, even though the Rabbein Tam has an unusual shita about being Ashmasha, so he holds that for the first 50 minutes after the Shkia, it's still Vadayom. And then being Ashmasha, it's already 50 minutes after the Shkia, or there are a million stars in the sky. So that's what the Vilna Gaon Tanis, Achush Makish, or Rabbein Tam doesn't make sense. But that's what Rabbein Tam holds. So he says, the first 50 minutes or so after the Shkia is Vadayom. Then you have another couple of minutes, being Ashmasha, and then it becomes Tzeisak Achav. So the Rabbein Tam, nonetheless, Tosfos and Zvachim Dafna Vav says that even according to Rabbein Tam, but you can't be makor karbanis after the Shki, even though it's still Badayom. No. Dam nifsal the Shki asacham, you learn after a pasuk, even though it's still Badayom, it's not Lilo, but you can't be makor karbanis at that time. So you have to determine at Chatzos on Erev Pesach, where is the person? Is he within the 15 mil, so he'll be able to arrive in Yerushalayim before Shkia? So then it's Derech Kroivo, so then he can ask someone else, can be Makar Korban on his behalf, and he'll come in the last minute by the skin of his teeth. He'll make it by Yontif. But if he's further away than 15 mil, and he sends an email that please be Makar Korban, then he goes by car. He goes by horseback, and he arrives with plenty of time in advance of Yontif, so he's not Yotze, because at the time of Chatzos, when the Chiyav is Chal, he is Derech Rechoka. Derech Rechoka means it's established 15 mil. That's how long it would take the average traveler by foot to go from 15 mil to Yerushalayim. So if he's Derech Rechoka, the Korban Pesach that they offer on his behalf is simply not Chal. That's how we pass him. The Rambam holds, a strange Rambam, the Rambam holds that Derech Rechoka is determined at sunrise. Where are you at sunrise? Are you close enough to Yerushalayim within 15 mil that you will arrive by Chatzos? Or are you so far away at sunrise that you won't arrive in Yerushalayim and Chatzos? Why should it depend on sunrise and Chatzos? Well, Rashi and Tosfos make more sense, no? At Chatzos you become mechuyev to bring Korban Pesach. You determine at Chatzos, will he be able to make it for Achilas HaPeh? Will he be able to make it before the Zrikas Adam? Anyway, those are that's the machlokes is the Rambam against Rashi and Tosfos. How do you establish derech kareiba derech rechayka? This concept of derech kareiba derech rechayka, if he's within this radius, he relates to Yerushalayim. He's considered as if he's a ben Yerushalayim. And if he's derech rechayka, he doesn't relate. So this is relevant bizman hazeh. We don't have any Korban Pesach. Relevant bizman hazeh for hilchas avelus. The Gemara says in the third parak of Ma'ikot, in parak Eilam Megalchen, that if the family is sitting shiva, someone died, and then they didn't have telephones, they didn't have email, so one of the children, he didn't know that anybody died. So he comes home to visit his parents. He comes into the home and he sees everybody sitting shiva. His father died. He didn't know anything about it. So if he found out in the middle of the shiva, when they're still observing shiva, if he's bob me malkum kara, if he comes me derech kareiva, not derech rechayka, then mine imahim. Then he finishes the shiva when they finish. But if he's bob me malkum rochayk, then he's mine aliatma. So what's the shiva malkum kara malkum rochayk? So Tosfos on that Gemara quotes from the Rif, quotes from the Rav Haigoin, that the shiva is established based on this din over here. Here it's 15 mil. Here it's 15 mil because according to Rashi and Tosfos, you're measuring from chatzos till shkia. Not till Tzeisa Kochavim. How far can the guy travel? Chatzos is when the Chiyav Korban Pesach begins. There is no Chiyav before Chatzos. And the Chiyav ends at Shkia, because after Shkia, Dam Nisal B'Shkia Zacham, you can't bring the Korban Pesach later. So here it depends on 15 mil. By Avelos, the Rav Haigoin says, it's based on this Gemara, but the Shira Abdi, I think he says, is 40 mil. Why? Because the Gemara in Misha Hayatame, next to the last parak of Misachim, when they're calculating, how do you figure out what's derech kareiva, derech rechayka? So the Gemara says, Ma'alach adam meinin ibayom, esed parso. So parsa has 4 mil. So a normal person walks from Alos al-Shachat till Tzeisak al-Chavim, he walks 40 mil in the course of a day. So if the person came, the son comes to the parents' home and he finds out that somebody died, he comes on the seventh day in the morning, or he comes the sixth day in the night, and so he just finishes off the avelus with them, and he doesn't have to sit a whole 7 days of shiva. So why does it depend whether he comes mimakom karev, mimakom rochek? Does he relate to that place? Is that considered his besa oval? So if he's born mimakom karev, it's based on this din. Not identical, but it's based on the din. But here the din is from Chatzos till Shkia. There the din is a whole day's traveling. And the Odom Beinoni will travel from Alos HaShachat till Tzeisa Kachav. So that was after the death of the Neri Yehuda. The Talmidim of the Neri Yehuda had a big machlekes. They already invented railroads then. So they had a big machlekes. Bizman HaZeh, the normal person who would want to travel a distance of 15 mil, is not going to walk by foot. He's going to go by coach, or he's going to go by train. So why does the Gemara say that it depends on the average walker he would be walking by foot? The Gemara says, despite the fact that they knew that it's possible he can go by horseback, and he's going to get there in 1 hour. It's not going to take him so long to get there. So the Gemara ignores that. So that's what the Talmidim of the Nadi Yehuda had a big machlekes. Is that kach nemar halacha Moshe Messina? Shiurim halacha Moshe Messina? That's the shiur of derech rechoika. So over here it's tesvav mil, and by Avelis it's got to be 40 mil, because you measure the whole day's traveling. He relates to the base of Avel if he's derech kareiva within 40 mil, within eser parso. So maybe we should say it's not halacha Moshe Messina. Maybe the formulation, maybe the wording of the halacha Moshe Messina was 1 day's traveling for the average traveler, the way the normal traveler would go. So bizman atanach, bizman bayisheni, the normal traveler would not go by horseback, he would go by foot. But bizman hazeh, the normal traveler would take a bus, or take a train, he's not going to take a plane, he's not going to walk by foot. So that was the shaila that they had. So they said, we don't know what the answer is. When the Beis HaMikdash will be built, we'll have to ask Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll have to ask the Tanaim what the din is. But meanwhile, before Tchias HaMesim, so what do we do for Hilchas Avelus? So they said, Sofik Avelus Lekulu. Since it's a Machlokes, Halachi Devar Amekel Be'Ovel. Whenever there's any Sofik, whether the Sofik in Metzias, whether the person who died is my brother or not. That's a woman remarried within 3 months. She didn't wait Havchon, and then she has a baby soon after marrying the second husband, we're not sure whether this child is a child from the first husband or the second husband. So it's there's avelus medirabbanan by relatives from the mother's side, but it's not avelus derais. So let's say this person, he had a different mother. He's only a son of the first husband. So the question is now that this woman has a child after she marries the second husband. We don't know, is this a child from the first husband? So this Pliny is a half-brother. They have the same father in common. He's not even a half-brother. He's a son from the first husband, but not from the wife. He had a different mother. So what would you do in Hill? So whenever there's any Sufik in Abel, it's a Sufik. If he's a relative of mine, we're not sure if he's my half-brother or not. So that's a Sufik in Mitzias. So if it's Sufik in Din, there's a Machlekes. And even though the Rabbim say it's Yochid Verabim, usually Yochid Verabim, Malachik Verabim, but Kamokam Shatamotzi, Yochid Machmer, Yochid Mekel, Verabim Machnirim, Aloch Achar Harai, but not in Hilchas Avelis. Hilchas Avelis, we say, Aloch Ketev HaMekel Babel, any Sufik will do. So that's what the Poskim say, that when Mekel, that even though the person comes from a further distance, more than 15 mil, away from the Beis HaAvel, but since he could have arrived in one day's travel by train, so we are makel that that's called Bami Makum Karev and Mani Mahim. He just picks up with the Shiva is up to, and he doesn't have to count his own Shiva. He just observes Shiva, same as the other people. So that's a shadow that faced Rav Moshe Feinstein. Said his man is out. You can arrive anywhere in the world within one day. Even the other side of the globe, you take a jet plane, you get there within one day, one day's traveling. So Moshe felt you have to limit it a little bit, otherwise you're doing away with the whole concept of Makom Rochek, everything is Makom Karev. So Moshe said it has to be on the same continent, a different continent doesn't have. So he was very opposed. The common practice is, if some of the relatives went to Eretz Yisrael for the Kvura and then they come back to America, and the relatives in America started Avelis when the plane took off, when they took the luggage in. So the one who comes back from Eretz Yisrael, he joins up with the Beis HaAvel, does he end off with them or does he have to count his own Shiva? So Moshe held that you can't apply this din of Bomi Mokam Korev because it's a different continent. Eretz Yisrael in America is a different continent, so you can't apply. Others hold you can't apply for other reasons. Anyway, so that's important. The institution of Pesach Sheni appears in the parasha. And you have the shaila, what's the definition of Makom Korev and Makom Rochek? The Tanoim and the Gemara has a machlekes Rav Nosson and Rebbe, where the Pesach Sheni is Tashlom Derishon, it's a regal bifnei atzmai. So the Gemara has two nafkaminas, Kotten Shehigdol in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and the Gershon is Garib in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. We paskin that Pesach Sheni is regal b'fnei atzma, so even the Gershon is Garib, even the Kotten Shehigdol, also mechuyev to participate in Pesach Sheni. The Netziv, in his commentary on the Sifrei, on this parsha, thinks that there's a third Tana. We don't have it anyway. He thinks that the Sifrei is a third Shita. Not like Rebbe, not like Rav Nosson. The third sheet is splitting between the Kotten Sheigdel and the Gershon Izgar. The Gershon Izgar was an Achri on Pesach Rishoni. Absolutely not Mechuyev at all. So you can't say, if you hold Tashlumen, how can you say Tashlumen? He wasn't a Bar Chayuv on Pesach Rishoni. But the Kotten Sheigdel, he was Jewish. He had a Kedushas Yisrael on Pesach Rishoni. So he thinks that the Sifrei represents a third opinion, that we should split and we should distinguish between the Kotten Sheigdel ben Rishon Hasheni would be chayiv, because it's tashlum and the rishon, and the cotton is a shtikel abar chayuva. He is Jewish, so tshach to say by him tashlum. Hashani ken the gershon is gar. He wasn't Jewish at all, so since the sifrei seems to hold that it's tashlum and the rishon, so he wouldn't have to bring. We don't pass like that. We pass like Rebbe that it's regal b'fnei atzma. But he claims that there's another shita within. There's another version within the shita of Rav Nosson that the Pesach Sheni is a Tashlum and Lerishon. Minchas Chinuch writes on this mitzvah, he's holding now in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and he's writing about the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. He's wondering what's the din if they'll build the Beis HaMikdash today in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. and nobody brought Pesach Rishon. So would you say that everybody can bring Pesach Sheni or not? He's not sure. He raises the suffix. But then, in the Hashmatas, what he wrote at a later time, he quotes Nisken Shaila. Often there's a Machlekes in the Gemara, and the Raman Paskin, Machlekes Amaroyim, and the Raman Paskins, that Pesach Sheni is not a calendaric date, Yud Dalid year. Pesach Sheni is a month after Hakrovas Pesach Rishon Hayday Rov Hatziva B'Tahara. It's a whole mouthful. So nobody brought Pesach Rishon, so there is no Pesach Sheni. That's why the Minig Ashkenaz is that on Pesach Sheni you say Tachna, because it isn't Pesach Sheni. If nobody brought Pesach Rishon, it's only a din in Pesach Sheni, if the Rav Hatziba brought the Korban Pesach Rishon in B'Tahar. But nobody brought Pesach Rishon, so there is no Pesach Sheni. So first the man Haschina has this question, what would be the din if they'll build the Beis HaMikdash between Pesach Rishon and Sheni? Will you tell everybody they should bring Pesach Sheni? And then he wakes up and he says it's an Ofen Gemara, that there wouldn't be a Pesach Sheni that year. Pesach Sheni is only a month after Hakrovas Pesach Rishon B'Tahara Ayidei Roiv Hatzim. So that's what this parsha is known for the din of for the Nunim Hafuchim, the Sefer Bifnei Atzma Avim Tzoharon the Menucha Yoma, and is known for the mitzvah Pesach Sheni. Torah has a puzzle with Chiyogrit from Ger, we also Pesach Hashem, that a Ger also brings the Korban Pesach. A Ger is Jewish, he's chayv to observe all the 630 mitzvahs. Why would I have thought that Ger is not mechuyev to bring Korban Pesach? So the Pashup Pshat is because Pesach Reishim, Korban Pesach, is to reminisce about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. His ancestors didn't leave Mitzrayim. So one might have thought that it doesn't make sense that the Gerim should observe, all the other mitzvahs should observe. But maybe it does make sense that that's the Chiddush. Torah says that the Ger has to bring Korban Pesach, even though he is not a descendant from those who lived through Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Meiri in Psochim has a big Chiddush. Meiri talks about Tosfos has a certain kasha. So he comes to give a Torah, says the Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, Kol Benecha Lo Yochel Bo, and Benecha means Mishenes Nakra Maisev Lo Aviv Shabbat Shemayim, one who worshipped Avod Zara. So the Meiri has a Chiddush, Tosfos doesn't agree, Meiri has a Chiddush, that if a Jewish person once worshipped Avod Zara, even if he's Chozi B'Tshuva 1,000 times over, and now he's a Shem Torah Mitzvahs, he can never eat Korban Pesach. So then he asked Akasha, so how can a Ger, how can the Torah permit a Ger to eat Korban Pesach? He once worshipped Avod Zara. So he answers, Ger Shen is Gak Kotten Shen Olodam, and the whole past history is wiped off, as if it never happened. So according to the Miri, this Pasuk tells you Shenei Malachidish. It tells me, despite the fact that the Ger, Ben Achuyusa, used to worship Avod Zara, we still permit him, it's an exception to the rule. If it would have been a Jew who once worshipped Avod Zara, so he's knocked out for the rest of his life. He can never bring a Korban Pesach. But if it's a Gersh and his Gayer, then we say, Kikot Nishan Olodami, wipes off the whole past. Most of the Rishonim do not agree with that. The whole Gersh and his Gayer, Kikot Nishan Olodami, only appears in the Gemara. We discussed it in Kiddushin. Only appears when you get to Yerusha, and when you get to Arayis, and when you get to Psuliatis. If two brothers converted, they're Koshal Aedis. Because Kikot Nishan Olodami. And if you have a father and a son, Ivanka Trump will not Yarshan from her father any money. Why? Because Kikot Nishan Olodam, she's not related to him anymore. With the Rabbanan, they made a Tarkonik, Zevisham Yachsel Asura, we had it in Kiddush. Then the Gemara says, a brother and a sister both convert, some in Atar, they're permitted to marry each other, Kikot Nishan Olodam. And with the Rabbanan, we don't permit them to marry each other. So the Gemara, Kikot Nishan Olodam, is only when you get to Kurva, when you get to Kroivim for Yerusha purposes, Kroivim for Arayas purposes, even for Psuliatis purposes. It doesn't mean that you wipe off the whole past history. If the Nochi borrowed $1,000 from the bank and then he converts, he's going to say he's a different person, he changes his name and he doesn't have to pay the money. He's the same person, he's not a different person. He's only been to get to Kurvas. But this, the Meiri holds not so. Meiri says that's included, that's contained within the Chiddush of the Pasuk, that a Ger is obligated to participate in Korban Pesach, despite the fact that he once worshipped Avod Zara ben Achor Yusuf, because we say, and this is the mocker of the din of Gershon Izgak, Kakot Nishan Oladami. This pasuk teaches us that. There's a famous Chasam Sofer, Maseches Avod Zara, where he raises the question, where did the Tanoim know this klal? How did they know that Gershon Izgak, Kakot Nishan Oladami? here in the neighborhood that the Chasam Sofer carries a lot of interest with it. Because when Rabbi Breuer was an old man, so he lost his eyesight. So he had to have people read Gemara for him. So he had one of his neighbors in the building, Mr. Schreiber, he used to learn with Rabbi Breuer Beharusa. He used to read the Gemara for him. So Rabbi Breuer said, one day they were learning about his Zohar, so he said he had a dream, and the Chasam Sofer came to him a dream, and he told him a whole shtickel Torah about Gershon Isgayer, cutting the Chanel Adomi, that what's the mucker, and then he has the mucker. So Mr. Schreiber looked it up, it's word for word, but it said in the Chasam Sofer. See, the Rabbi Breuer was a liar, that he didn't have a dream, he remembered it from years before. Or the Chasam Sofer came to him in a dream, and he told him about what he said in his Sefer. But that's the Chasam Sofer. Where in the world did they get this idea from? So the Miri says they got it from this pasuk. Most of the Rishonim hold that it's not correct. Kotan Shinola Dami only applies with respect to relatives. But here, to wipe off the past history, it does not apply. Yeah. The pasuk says that the people were complaining. Moshe Rabbeinu heard the people complaining. Baruch Ha'le Mishpachosof. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara Masechah Shabbos. Baruch Ha'le Mishpachosof means Aliske Arayis. That at Har Sinai they were given the laws of Arayis. By Nachrim there were seven mitzvahs, Benedach, and Gili Arayis is one of the seven, but the list of prohibited relatives is much shorter than it is by Jews. So they were upset. They were Baruch Ha'le Mishpachosof. They were bellyaching. They were not happy about the laws of Arayis. That's what the Gemara has on the first half in Perek Ablezer the Milam, and Kuflam and Amid Aleph. So the Gemara says, "Kol mitzvah shekibul alei Yisrael b'simcha, dai mekayim mosav b'simcha." The Bris Milah was Avraham Avin accepted it happily. So they still perform Bris Milah and they have a party. This morning there was a Bris in the Yeshiva and they had a whole party. And kol mitzvah shekibul alei mitzvah that they were not happy about, adai nosav mosav b'taruma. So the Gemara says they are rayas. They were beichal and mishpachosim aliska rayas. They weren't happy. So the Gemara says, whenever there's a wedding, there's always some kind of a machlokes when it comes to a shidduch. Usually you assume the reason for this machlokes is because you're dealing with two different families. People don't get along. So the Gemara said that's not the reason why. The reason why there's a machlokes is because they weren't mekabel the arayis b'simcha. So that's why every time there's a marriage, there's always friction, built-in friction. They have in the history books that there were two brothers, Chassidish Tzadikim, the Rebbe Reb Shmelka from Nikonsberg, and the Hafloah, Rab Pinchas HaLevi Ish Horovitz. That's Hafloah, Hei Pei Lamed HaRab Pinchas Levi Ish Horovitz. So they were both Talmidim of the Mezritcha Magid, and they both got rabbinical positions by the Yekis. It didn't fit at all. So each one was a quirk. Why? So the Hafloah was a Rav in Frankfurt by the Yekes, and the Rebbe Reb Shmelka was in Nikolsburg, in Austria or something, but also by Yekes. So their children married each other, cousins. First cousins married each other, supposed to be unhealthy. And then at the Chasana, they loved each other. The two brothers loved each other. They got along. But they said, the Gemara says, you have to have a machlokes. So one of them started a machlokes. So he says, I hold that I got the better half of the deal. Because my brother is a bigger Talmid Chacham than I am, and I got the better half. The other brother said, no, I got the better half of the deal, because my brother's a bigger tzaddik, a bigger Talmid Chacham than I am. So they had to have, that's the meaning. You have to have some machlokes. So that's what the Maharal Prague has the commentary, Gur Aryeh, on Rashi, Ala Torah. So he comments on this pasuk. What do you mean they were crying about Aliske Arayis? But the din is Gershon is Gar Kotten Shinola Domi. True, mid the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to, the Gershon is Gar is not allowed to marry the relative, but that didn't exist in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was probably made centuries later. Probably, usually by Sheni, well, it was made in the by Sheni period. So what was the problem of Aliske Arayis? Don't you say Kotten Shinola Domi? So the Maharal Prague has this famous word. How come it's famous? Because the Shev Shmaitzer quotes it in the Hakdamah to his Sefer. People usually don't read the Hakdamah to his Sefer. The Shev Shmaitzer talks about Reuven Chazok and everything heavy duty. But the Hakdamah is all Agarta. So in the Hakdamah to the Shev Shmaitzer, he quotes this Maharal Prague. He says, the meaning is, even if you write a Sefer in Halacha, you write a Hakdamah about Agadah. So he's going to write about Agadah. So he quotes this. And so the Marami Prag says, Achidish, that Gershon is got Kodeshin only, didn't apply to Maimon HaSina. Only applied to every other Geris, but not to Maimon HaSina. Why not? So the Marami Prag has a strange explanation. He says, because this was Kofaleim HaKigigis, this was a Geris Balkorch. Kodeshin only only applies when it's a Geris Midas. A Geris Balkorch doesn't apply. Why? What's the Hezbeh? A Peledika Hezbeh.
So why were they crying? Hey, uncle was married to a niece, right? Not allowed to.
Now they have to get divorced.
They have to get divorced. So they didn't have to get divorced according to this, right?
No, he says, Kikot and Shinola Dami did not apply at Harsina, so they were still uncle and a niece, and they had to get divorced.
Ah, the other way.
They were still an uncle and a niece, yeah. The Osa Meach quotes in the Sefer Meshach Chochma La Torah, he quotes, I remember Rabbi Breuer told us this. Rabbi Breuer said, he was talking to me and other people my age. He says, a new Sefer came out on Chumash. Did you see it yet? Yeah, Meshach Chochma. A new Sefer came out. He was an old man when the Sefer came out. He says, a new Sefer came out. Meshach Chochma, did you see it? And he says, and he quotes the Chasam Sefer and Avodah Zarah, where did the Tanoim get this wild idea? Kotn Shinol Adam. Where's the Mokar and Chumash? And it can't be from Gezlager, from last week's Sefer Gezlager. And mainly Yishgal HaShiv HaShem Eilav, so Rashi quotes from the Gemara, V'cheyesh L'chadim Yisrael, Shein L'goelim, everybody has a Yoresh, and even if the whole, all of the close relatives died, but he's going to have a tenth cousin, someone's going to get the Yerusha. Gemara says it goes on Gezel Ager. So the Chassam Sabi said, you can't say that the Chazal got it from the Parsha of Gezel Ager. Maybe, how did they know? Maybe Ein L'Yishgal means we don't know. We're not aware who the relatives are. Doesn't necessarily mean he doesn't have any Ein L'Yishgal. That means we are not aware of who the relatives are. So what's the makar kotn shenol adam? So the Meshech Chochma thinks the makar is that after Maimon HaSina was over, so the Rebbeinu Shlom tells Moshe Rabbeinu to instruct Bnei Yisrael that it was shlosha simei hagbola, that it had to be purish minushaseim for 3 days, that the men shouldn't be balkari and the women shouldn't be polet to shechvazer at the time of Maimon HaSina. And then after Maimon HaSina was over, so Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Shuva lechem li'ahalechem, and ahala zu ishta, like basis zu ishta. They're allowed to be with their wives. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu tell them, Shuva lechem li'ahalechem? Everybody can go back to their wives, but there must have been some people who are married. An uncle is married to a niece, and koyde matan Torah is mutter, after bat Torah is asa. So the Meshech Chochma says, Araya, that kikot n'shenol adam. Everybody was allowed to marry. Everybody was allowed to keep their wives, because they were no longer uncle and a niece, they weren't related anymore. So the Meshech Chochma disagrees with this Marami Prag. He thinks that Kekot and Shinol Adam even applied on the occasion of Maimon HaSina. So Rabbi Breuer didn't like it. So he says, Shor Elei Morei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive the Arsameh for writing such a thing. It's not right. He says, if you Kekot and Shinol Adam, we're not Yachsonim anymore. When we Damu say, Lekeinu Lekei V'Sein, Lekei Abraham, Lekei Yitzchak, Lekei Yankiv, we are all descendants from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv. But if we say Kekot and Shinol Adam, we say we're not related to them anymore. So what does it help that we're descendants from Avram Yitzchak? They say you can't say that. You have to say like the Marami Prag that Kekot and Shinol Adam only applies to every other Geris. It didn't apply to Maimon HaSina. Question is why not? So the Hezbeh that the Marami Prag gives is very strange. A Geris Bal Korcha. So therefore, what? So others give other explanations why. If Yosef Engel has a fantastic explanation why. Ooh. He was a super genius. I'm so rich, he got out there, hapshat, and easy. We spoke about it on different occasions. Anyway, so that is in today's parsha. Baruch Ha'la Mishpach Ha'isov, the famous pasuk. Just 2 weeks ago, we celebrated Yom Yerushalayim. So in some of the shuls, they have the practice to blow shofar after Ma'ariv on Yom Yerushalayim. What is that all about? Because Rabbi Gorin, they always have the picture of a Goren blowing shofar in the middle of Mechemet Sheshet Hayamim. So Rabbi Goren wrote an autobiography, which is now available in English. So he explains, why did he blow shofar? He says, a pasuk in today's Sedrach, he said, V'yom Mochama be'artzachem al hatzar hatzor esam ha'ariyosem ha'chatzoritzes. V'nizkartem lefnei Hashem alakech menishaitem yoyvechem. There's a machlekes, the Rambam in the Ramban, where the tefillah b'chol yom is deraisa derabban. The Rambam's opinion is that the daven once a day, every day is deraisa. The daven 3 times a day, 4 times a day, 5 times a day, that's the rabbanan. Or the nusach tefillah, the particular text of the tefillah, that was composed by the Anshei Knesset Gedolim. But in principle, that you have to daven once a day, every day, the Rambam holds that that's deraisa. And the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs disagrees, has a long hasaka. He says the inyan hatfila is the rice. If you daven, the Rabban Shalom listens. It's not like talking to the walls. The Rabban Shalom does is the Shemeh Tfila. He listens to everybody's prayers. But the obligation to daven, he thinks, is not correct. It's only midirabbanan. Unless tfila be a tzor. If you have an epidemic, you have a plague, you have a famine, you have atziris kishamim, it's not raining, or there's a war, so then you have to daven. And not only daven, tfila be a tzor should be za'oka, should be elevated to the level that's taka big danger. So you should have za'oka. So to elevate the level of the tfila, so you have to blow chatzotzris. The Mishnah said in Masechus Tainis, when you have Atziras Gishamim, so they blow Chatzotzris on a Tainis Sibur. When it's Kartim of Nesha Melkech, when it's Shaitim Eyavichim, our prayer should be answered. So the Rabbi Goren didn't have any Chatzotzris, so second best is use a Shofar. So he used the Shofar to blow and to be mispalled that the Jewish army should be victorious in battle. You don't blow shofar after you won the war. That's not blowing shofar. So today, what is the kavanah of the people who are blowing shofar? So they blow shofar as if they're making Yom Yerushalayim into a yontif. So you got to blow shofar. That's ridiculous. You don't blow shofar on Chanukah and Purim and Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. You blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also the same as a Taina Siba because it's a Yom Adin. The whole world is being judged. That's an Eis Tzara. Rosh Hashanah is an Eis Tzara. So you want to elevate the level of the Tfilah, Malchus Zechon HaShofar, Rashi holds as the Raisa. So you want to elevate the level of the Tfilah, that it should be a Zo'oka, say blow Shofar, I'll say the Habrachas, and the Ramban, and Masechus Rosh Hashanah, and the Melchames, on the bottom of the Rif, makes a parallel. He says, blowing Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, after Malchus Zechon HaShofar, the Chazaros HaShatz, is parallel to blowing shofar on a tiny sibur, blowing chatzotzos on a tiny sibur, at the conclusion of each one of the six additional brachas. The Gemara says, every day you daven Shmon Esrei, 18 brachas on a tiny sibur, the Chazan, the Chazor HaShatz adds on another six brachas. The Gemara has that there's a mocker in Tanakh for a prayer with 18 units, there's a mocker for a prayer with 19 units, we have 19 brachas, there's a mocker for a prayer with 24 units. So the Gemara says, that's on the Tanya Sibur. You add six additional brachas, and at the conclusion of each one of those six brachas, you blow Tkiyah, Shvarim, Tkiyah, and so on. You blow. So the Ramban writes that it's parallel to the Tkiyahs, Al Seirah, brachas, and Chazar Sashatz, and Musaf, and Rosh Hashanah. You want to elevate the level of the Tfilah, that it should be Tfilah Beis Tzor, has to be Zo'oka. Chazar Sashatz
have to be a certain type of instrument.
It's supposed to be kesef, supposed to be silver. But if you don't have, so you use a shofar. Second best, he didn't have any chatzetzes, blow shofar. So that was the complaint of the Chazanish and the Stipler, those who were against the whole secular Zionism. So the lotion that they used was that they want to show that the Medina is so important. All the 613 mitzvahs have to bow down to the Medina. So you have to take Tkiyah Shofar, and then you take Kabbalah Shabbos, and you take Hadlokas Neris. You take any mitzvah that exists anywhere, and you throw it into Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim. The stuck is stupid. So Rav Soloveitchik, originally when the Rabbanut, there used to be a Yiddish newspaper every day. I don't think that exists in America anymore. There used to be a few Yiddish newspapers every day. So in the Yiddish newspaper years ago, so they printed what the Seder Tfilos or Yom HaAtzmaut should be. So you do this and you do that. So Rav Soloveitchik was very upset. They had also Tkiyah Shofar, Blow Shofar. He was very upset and he poured out his heart. And then he didn't want to attack the Rabbanut, so he kept quiet. He said, he doesn't want to attack. He's going to attack who's going to listen to the Rabbanut? And Bnei Brak and Meir Sharm, they don't listen to the Rabbanut. The Chilonim don't listen. They couldn't care less. The only ones who listen are the modern Orthodox, the Datiliumi people. So he's going to attack the Rabbanut. So he's going to rip it apart. So he stopped complaining. But it's really not right. It's really not right. It doesn't make sense. If they should announce, when I was in Eretz, I davened Ma'ariv with the OU minion. They had a special minion. So they blew shofar at the end of Ma'ariv. So I told them, I think for next year, maybe Mekanel Haba, they should explain the blowing shofar zecher to the fact that Rabbi Goren blew shofar in the middle of the Melchama. That's a pasuk in Parshas Baalos. That's what he writes in his autobiography. Then it says, "V'yomtim chas ma'adechem v'rosh ha'shechem eskaita machatzitzis ha'lolasechem," in conjunction with the hakrovas hakrabonis, as a sign of simcha. V'yomtim chaschem as a sign of simcha. V'yolochem lezikor lefnei Hashem, lefnei alakechem, ani Hashem alakechem. The whole nusach of Yalav Yovoi is based on this pasuk. On the days on which on Shabbos, Pashib Shat on Shabbos, you don't blow chatzitzis. The Sifrei says Yom Simchaschem refers to Shabbos, but in the Bavli it's not so. In the Mishnayos, in the Gemara, in Erchin, it doesn't say Yibloch HaTzotzos on Shabbos. It just says Yibloch HaTzotzos on Yom Tovim, on Rosh HaChodeshim, not on Shabbos.
Is it Shabbos and Yom Tovim?
The Sifrei interprets that the first two words of Yom Simchaschem, Elu Shabbos.
Because sometimes Shabbos is Yom Tov, so.
Okay. When it's Yantim, so it's Mu'adechem Rosh Hashechem. Yeah. So you have to blow Chatzotzos for what purpose? V'yolochem lezikaroi. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember us. So that's based on this pasuk, the Anshei Knesset HaGadol composed the Nusach HaBrocha. Okay, I'm going to say, Yalu Yav Zichonein, if Ignein, if Zichon, Kalam Chabes Yisrael. V'yolochem lezikaroi. That's why you have V'yolochem lezikaroi, Zichonein, if Ignein. It's based on this pasuk. The old Nusach used to be, the Ramah quotes it, that the Balei HaTosfos had the practice when it's Rosh Chodesh Shecholi is B'Shabbos or Yontem Shecholi is B'Shabbos, and when you say Yalav Yovoi in the Shemona Esrei, so they say, they wouldn't just say B'Yom Chagamatzis HaZeh, they would say B'Yom HaShabbos HaMorach HaZeh or B'Yom Chagamatzis HaZeh. They would mention Shabbos also, because the two Kedushas joined together. So some of the Mefarshim asked in the big Siddur Oitzer HaTfilos, the two-volume Siddur Oitzer HaTfilos, and they have Heoris from Rabbi Shai Berlin, the one who made, one who added the Hashlamas onto the Masoros HaShas in brackets. He was a contemporary of the Nadi Behuda. He corresponded with the Nadi Behuda. So Rabbi Shai Berlin asked the question, what do you stick in Yom HaShabbos HaMenachem in the middle of Yalav Yovoi? You don't blow Chatzotzos on Shabbos, you only blow Chatzotzos on Yom Tov. So what's the kesher? Zichonena fikdanena. V'ayilacham dezikaron is only avash chadoshim on yamim tovim, not on Shabbos. So the pashtus, the answer is, it's a questionable answer. You may have Rosh Chodesh shechali is b'Shabbos, Yontem shechali is b'Shabbos. The two kedushas blend in to be anew. It's not that you have one kedusha soyam superimposed on top of the other. It's Rosh Chodesh and it's also Shabbos. It's Pesach and it's also Shabbos. No, it's Rosh Chodesh hyphenated, and it's Yontem. Yontev Shabbos hyphenated. It's both it's a new Kedusha Sayyim. The two blend in together. This is a big machlekes whether that's so. A whole deal. When you have Rosh Chodesh Chodesh B'Shabbos, the two Kedushas blend in to become one big Kedusha Sayyim. But you say no. You have two Kedushas independent of each other. So that's how Pipashim is the answer to Rabbi Shai Berlin's Kasha. The reason why the old minig used to be, Mishnah Berurah says that B'Zmanazan, nobody says that. But the Ramah says it. The Ramah's quoting from the Maharil. It's quoting from the Balei HaTosfos and the Mordechai like that. Their practice was that Rosh Chodesh Chol is B'Shabbos, and you say Yalav Yovei in Nishmana Esrei. But Yontem Shechol is B'Shabbos, say Yalav Yovei. So he mentioned Shabbos in the middle of the Yalav Yovei.
Nobody does that anymore.
Right, so the Mishnah Berurah says we don't do it anymore. Right. The Magi Mishnah raises a question. The Mishnah says, Mishnah repeats it many times over in Maseches Tainis. When you have a Tainis Tzibah because of Atziris Gishamim or because of some epidemic, a plague or something, so you blow Chatzotzos? So how come Zmanah said nobody blows Chatzotzos? Magi Mishnah asked him. So he comes up with a Chiddush that the mitzvah of Tkiras Chatzotzos is only the Chatzotzos in the Beis HaMikdash. If you live in New York, you're going to blow Chatzotzos, you don't accomplish anything. Beis HaMikdash is Kibesi Beis Tvila Yikore. That's the Mokum of Tvila. So whoever davens anywhere in the world has to face the Beis HaMikdash. Espada Alecha Derech HaBayis HaZeh. So Tkiyas Chatzotzis in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what the Mishnayis mean. But Stam Tablo Chatzotzis Shel Chulin, that are not Shel Beis HaMikdash, not. So Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva in a sefer to discuss that Magi Mishnah. I think it's in the first Igros Moshe, the first one. Is the Magid Mishnah right or not? That the whole mitzvah of Tkiyas Chatzotzis Beis Tzara only makes sense if it's in the Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting that the Lashonos and the Psukim It says v'chisavoy mechama b'yartzachem v'hara yosem b'chatzotzi yiblo trua yamsem mechas ma'adechem uskaita b'chatzotzi yiblo tkiya. The din is yiblo tkiya trua tkiya. So how come over here it says uskaita and here it says v'hara yosem? So remember Rav Soloveitchik said he said he's quoting from Kabbalah Svarim that when you blow on Rosh Hashanah, so you blow pshuta lofanah pshuta l'achreho yom trua yelachem. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Trua, but you have to have, you don't just blow Trua, you have to blow Pshuta Lufana, Pshuta Achara, Tki, before Tki, after. So he said in the Kabbalah Svarim, they explain that the idea behind Tkiya, Trua Tkiya, is based on the Pasuk in Koheles V'Elikim, Osa, Esa Odom Yosher, Behema Bikshu Chishbonas Rabim. The Ribbono Shel Olam created man straight, and if he wouldn't have sinned, we would be straight throughout our lives. Behema, they're human beings, big chesh banis ram, they're always looking for an angle, for a loophole, and the people sin. So you blow tkiya, trua tkiya, Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be the day that's meyuchet for tshuva, Shani Yom Kippur, Aseres Mei Tshuva. So you blow pshuta lefanah represents the Elokim Asas Adam Yoshet, that's what the Mishnah calls a pshuta, straight. Man was created, he's straight. Then we blow trua, we ruined our lives, we broke our yashrus. And Trua means we're broken up into pieces, but we have the ability to be Chayzeh B'Tshuva, to become again Pshuta Shel Achreho. So that's the Tkiyas and Rosh Hashanah represent this idea. Man is born Yashar, and he sins, and he has the ability to be Chayzeh B'Tshuva. So here, Rav Soloveitchik said from Kabbalah Svarim, I think, that here, if it's a Yom Simchas Ma'adechem, you want to emphasize, Uskaitem Achatzotzvah, so you're going to blow Tkiyah, Trua Tkiyah. Anyway, but you emphasize the Iker is a skaitem, because it's simchaschem, it's a yom simcha. You want to emphasize the fact that man is created yosher. But if it's a tainas sibur mechisavar mechama b'yartzchem ala tzar tzaryas, when you have tkiyas chatzotzvus b'yes tzara, so there the Iker is v'hari yosem, the trua, because we want to imply that it's mepnei chatoenu galinim yatzen, because of our sins. We ruined our yashuas, we ruined our lives, we made ourselves into broken. Trua means broken, broken souls. So that's why we have the tzoros. Then the parasha has about they were traveling in the Midbar. They had the four degolim, and they blew chatzaitzvus. The first degol goes, second degol goes, machne shechina goes, and so on. And then it ends off, Al pi Hashem yachnu, Al pi Hashem yisoes, Mishmeres Hashem shamoru, Al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. So in the Svarim they quote that there is a din in the Gemara called Psukah de lepaske Moshe, anan loy paskinu. It's not proper when you, at least when you learn Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to learn a half a pasuk. You should learn Kriyas HaTorah correctly, in units of psukim. Shouldn't be poor, shouldn't pause for a long time in the middle of a pasuk. So, very often, when they do Hagbah, so this Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe is a half a pasuk in today's Sedra. So, it's not right to say a half a pasuk. So they quote that Rav Chaim Volozhin's practice was that he would say the whole pasuk. You have the whole pasuk. Why? What does that fit in over here? It's like Ba'imin Soha Oran. Then when you put back the Sefer Torah, you say Menucha Yomar. So you're taking the Oran out of the Oran Kodesh and you're putting it back. So this is that has to do with the Masos. Ba'imin Soha Oran is when the Masos are taking place, when the Membeis Masos took place in the Midbar. So this pasuk Al Pi Hashem Yachnu also appears in connection with the Masos. So it made sense to say that, Kosim.
Doesn't it? Whoever was mistaken,
the Anshe Knesset, the Lord? To say, but Vayim Sohar? Nah, I don't think so.
Not What'd you say by Hagbah?
I think it says in Masech HaSofer. Masech HaSofer is when they go on him.
So we have lots of times that sukkim are put into taken and put together and davening from other places.
But we usually try to avoid the breaking up a pasuk. Yeah. So the Magen Avraham has the shaila when you have a bris today. There was a bris when you have a bris. the minig always was that the moil would daven for anomen. He would say v'chorosim ma'bris. He would say half a pasuk, and the tzibah says half a pasuk, and Chazan says half a pasuk, and tzibah says half a pasuk. Yeah. So the Magen Avraham raises the issue: how are you allowed to do that? So he quotes some of the opinion that this halacha only applies to kol pesukah de lepaskei Moshe. Only applies to pesukim in the Chumash, and mecharosim ma'bris is not the Chumash. But the Magen Avraham says the brothers who disagree that it applies even to pesukim from the Bein Metzuvim as well. So if I emphasize a little bit here, I don't know, the local moil Rabbi Yitzchak Katzenstein says wherever he goes, he always says "V'charis ma'bris half pasuk at a time," except for Wayu, when he's in the base Spanish Mayu, because he knows that Rabbi. They told him in the Rabbi Soloveitchik said you're not allowed to follow that meaning. Okay. I don't know. I remember we were learning that Magen Avraham. I don't remember the Rabbi Soloveitchik. He said you shouldn't follow. He discussed the Magen Avraham. But that's what the Moel says. That they told him Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't like the minig, so in YU he doesn't do it. Also important in today's Sedra, the Rambam considers this one of the Yud Gimel Ikari HaAmuna. We believe two points of Amuna. Number one, we believe that there's an institution of Nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can communicate with man. There were those philosophers who have established based on their Ufiyaniyas Deitman, their philosophy, that the infinite God cannot possibly communicate with finite man. So there can't be such a thing as Tfilo, that man should communicate with Moshe, and can't be such a thing as Nevuah. So we believe that Nevuah is possible and Tfilo is possible. Rav Soloveitchik said that he thinks that the Koyach HaTfilo is included in the Ikrev Nevuah. We believe in Nevuah, God can communicate with man, and we believe in Tfilah, and man can communicate with God also. So a chelik of that Ikar in Emunah. So the Rambam has two Ikarim. One is we believe in the institution of Nevuah. Number two, that Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu is on a higher level than that of the other prophets. Where did he get that Ikar from? So that's in today's Sedra. Lochein Abdi Moshe, v'chol Beisei Nemanhu. The Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu is on a much higher level. So Rav Soloveitchik gave the teretz to the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin around Daf Peches, also Pezayin Peches. Mishnah says, one who is Mevater al Dibrei Novi, a Novi comes, we know this man is a Novi, he's demonstrated in the past, Oysusim Opsim, he's a Novi Mukhsuk. And he comes and he tells me, he got a Nevuah that I should sell my apartment, and I should take the money and I should move to Eretz Yisrael, or I should invest the money in AT&T. And I don't listen to the Novi. So the Mishnah says, Yechai Misi Vedei Shamayim, because the Pasuk says, so the Gemara understands that it means Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the Menachas Chinuch is bothered with Akasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi, and he told us, you're not allowed to talk Loshon Hara. So whoever talks Loshon Hara is Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu told us that you're not allowed to cheat in business. Moshe Rabbeinu said you have to say Kriya Shema Bizmano. So if a person wakes up late, he dilly dallies and he misses my Kriya Shema, it's Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Gemara has a short list of Elu Shebimisa. We have a list, Elohein HaNeskolen, Elohein HaNesrofen, Elohein HaNechnoken, Elohein HaNerogen, Elohein HaLoiken, Elohein HaGolen. And then you have Elu the first mission increases, lists off the Lama Bab Krisis, Amuz Batur. Then there's a Tosefta that the Gemara Sanhedrin quotes, and Pe Gimel, Pe Dalet. A Tosefta lists off Elu Shebimisa, a list of all the people. You don't say everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said is Misa B'dei Shemayim, but Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi, so why isn't the Redin of Oival Dibre Novi should be Chai Misa? So the Pasha Pshat, the Minchal Sinner said, the Pasha Pshat is that it's not a Kasha. There is no Din Oival Dibre Novi, HaMevater Al Dibre Novi. It makes fun of the Novi, yeah, I don't believe in the whole thing. Mevater Al Dibre Novi, but if a guy knows that he believes in Moshe Rabbeinu, he just can't control himself and he says some juicy Lashon Hara. Or he sleeps late in the morning, misses Zman Krishna. That's not called Mabata al Divinavi, that's Oival Divinavi. But the Rambam writes, Oival Divinavi Chai Misa V'Dei Shemaim. So that's the Minhas Chinas Kasha. Oival Divinavi is Misa V'Dei Shemaim. So every slight Avera should be punished with Misa V'Dei Shemaim because Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. And because Bishvil Shani Zocher Hibsadati, because he's Adon Hanavim, therefore it's worse. No, he's a Navi like every other Navi. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik answered. Oval Divina means one who violates a Hebrew that's Betoras Nevuah. So Moshe Rabbeinu said things that were Hirah, sure. He told the Jewish people they have to knock on the next neighbor's doors on Erev Pesach and ask for matanis. So if a person would feel uncomfortable doing that, he wouldn't do it. That's called Oval Divina because Moshe Rabbeinu told him Hirah, sure. Moshe Rabbeinu said they're not allowed to leave up a mon for the morning. That's a Hirah Shor that only was lasted for 40 years. Not a Din L'Doras. If one would fall down here in New York, there wouldn't be a prohibition to leave it over till the morning. That was a Hirah Shor. So that's Oval Divinavi. But all the Dinim that Moshe Rabbeinu said, but Toras Torah, that's not called Oval Divinavi. He is a Navi, but what he told is not Toras Nevuah. Nevuah by definition means Hirah Shor. These are Dinim L'Doras. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik answered the Menachas Chinas Kasha, and he interpreted that that's the Ikar of Emunah. When the Rambam says Moshe Rabbeinu is Adon Hanavim, it does mean he gets an A plus, and Yishai Hanavi gets an A. It means he's a different category of Nevuah. Nevuah is Moshe Rabbeinu, it's called Torah Mitzvahs. So that Ikar is in today's Sedra.
You can bring a raya from. When you sing Yiddel, and you say that, so says
even Torah Moshe Emes Unavu also. It says both. Why do you
have to say both? Torah Moshe Emes Unavu also. Maybe one of the Sfarim said
that. I don't know. Don't remember Yiddel already. Don't know.
It makes sense then, because it's
two different things. Yeah, the pasuk says the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu was Usmunas Hashem Yabit. He saw the image of God. This apeladig pasuk. The pasuk says Kilo Yisim Kol Tmuna Biyom Dibra Hashem at Har Sinai. There was no Tmuna. God doesn't have any body. What does it mean Usmunas Hashem Yabit? So the pashtus says that that's what it means. The Torah is a description of Elokus. And the only one who was given the Torah that's binding Lador is a description of Elikus was Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's Tmunas Hashem Yabid. He saw the image of Hashem, means he was given Torah that's Noig Ladoris. The other Nevi'im were given Hayru Ashur. Moshe Rabbeinu was also given Hayru Ashur. He was also given Tmunas Hashem. So the Rambam makes a big point of that in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Perigid HaNoshe. The Mishnah sounds like it has a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, where the Gid Anoshe began from the days of Yaakov Avinu, when the Malach broke his leg, or it was only given at Har Sinai. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos has a whole paragraph, and he said that's not the machlokes. They all agree. The Medrash Rabbah says they all agree that Gid Anoshe was given to Yaakov Avinu. Machlokes Hatanoim is why are we today obligated to observe Gid Anoshe? Is it because it was given to Yaakov Avinu? Or should we assume, that's what we accept, that opinion should be assumed, whatever was given to another Nabi before or after Moshe Rabbeinu is only Hayru Ashur. And we today still continue to observe Gid Anoshe because it was repeated at Har Sinai. The Baruch Shalom told it to Moshe Rabbeinu and he repeated it. But what was told to Yaakov Avinu, that was only B'Toras Hayru Ashur. Then the Rambam says the same is true regarding Bris Milah. We today still continue to observe the mitzvah of Bris Milah, not because it was given to Avraham Avinu, that would have been a Hirasha, a Nevuah. No, because it was repeated by Moshe Rabbeinu, Har Sinai, and Parshas Tazria. So his Nevuah is the only Nevuah that's binding the Duras.
Don't we mention Avraham Avinu by the priest now?
We do mention Avraham Avinu. And some of the Rishonim say because we are obligated to observe the mitzvah because it's given to Avraham Avinu. So the Rambam makes a point and he thinks that it's not correct. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Gidon Noshe says he thinks it's not correct. There's a problematic Rambam in Hilchas Milah. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has in his Sefer on the Rambam, a Yishuv on the Rambam, So he also assumes in contradiction to this Rama, Behisham Shais. Abchaim says, oh, that's Batoris, what was given to Moshe, to Avraham Avinu. So they all ask, according to the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, we're not mechuyev to do anything today because of what was given to Avraham Avinu. We only observe things that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. What was given to Avraham Avinu was Ahira Ashur, and then it was taken over by what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. We just discussed the other day in Gemara Kiddushin, Moshe Rabbeinu prays for his sister. He says, Altino Kameis. That just like a mace is metami ba'ohel, so to a metzora is metami. We don't use the lashon ba'ohel. A metzora is metami bibia, entering into the ohel. So that's what we said. Rabbi the Minchas Chinuch explained. What's the difference between metami ba'ohel and metami bibia? A few differences. But the mocker is from the fact we don't know if that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. When the Chumash quotes somebody said something, it's not necessarily a verbatim quotation. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, he dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu the whole Chumash word for word, letter for letter. So he said, right in the Chumash, you said Atina Kamis. It could be that he never said that. He prayed that his sister should get better. So the Baruch Shalom told him, put this text in the Chumash. So we learn out from here that a Mitzvah is Iskish Lemes. We're not making a Hekish from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said Moshe Rabbeinu has no right to make up Dinim. There's an interesting story to say from Melochim. When Eliyahu Novi went up in a chariot of fire to the heavens. He never died. He went up alive to the heavens. So Elisha HaNavi was with him and he makes a request of Eliyahu HaNavi. He would like to have Pishnayim Beruchacha. What does it mean, Pishnayim Beruchacha? So the Gemara understands, I want to have twice the Koach HaNavuah that you have. Like Pishnayim by Bchor, no, it's Pishnayim, a double portion. The conservatives claimed that was never the din. They said Pishnayim means two-thirds. So Elisha HaNavi is going to be such a chutz, so he's going to ask, I want to be twice as great as Rebbe. So no, Pishnayim means two-thirds. And the Bchor always used to get two-thirds. So what if a man has 10 sons? So the Bchor gets two-thirds and the other 9 get one-third. That was not fair. So the rabbis in a later generation changed it. So the Bchor only gets as if he's 2 sons. And just like the rabbis change everything to fit in with the times, so we can change everything today also to fit in with the times. So this whole thing is against the Gemara. The Gemara says that Pishnayim means twice the Koach HaNavuah. So the Gemara said, how was it fulfilled? Because Eliyahu HaNavi was on Mechaya 1 mason, and Elisha HaNavi was Mechaya 2 mason. So Eliyahu HaNavi tells Elisha, will his wish be granted? Will it be Zecha to Pishnayim Beruchai or not? So he says, when you'll be watching, when the fiery chariot will take me up to heaven, if you'll watch and you won't collapse, then your wish will be granted. And if you'll collapse, when it happens, then your wish will not be granted. And then the psukim say, when Eliyahu HaNavi disappeared, Elisha did not collapse. And the Talmidim of Eliyahu HaNavi were wandering around. They didn't know what happened. Where's Eliyahu HaNavi? We don't know where he is. They didn't know what was going on. They were in a daze. They were in a fog. So the wish of Elisha was granted. He was Mechai Tu Mason. So the Mefarshim explained, why is the wish only going to be granted if he doesn't collapse when Eliyahu HaNavi goes to heaven? So I think this was a hesped that was delivered by, I think it's a Ephraim Zalman Golias, if I'm not mistaken. They have a couple of hespedim that he delivered. So one of the hespedim, he explains Pashim Shat and the Parsha. There are two types of Talmidi Hanavim. You have in today's Sedra, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Esveli Shivimish, you should gather together a Sanhedrin of 70 people. The Atzalti Min HaRuach Asher Alecha. How does it say? Where is it? We are tzaltim in aruch ha-shalech v'samti aleihem. That's what he says in Pasuk Yud Zayin. So that's what happened. V'yir Hashem be'anan. Vayotzel min haruach asher alo, vayiten al shivim ish hazikenim. He took the koach hanevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and it carried over to the 70 zekenim. Vayisnabu v'lo yasofu. So Rashi says, vayisnabu, they had nevuah only temporary, v'lo yasofu. They didn't continue. The next day they didn't have any nevuah, only that day. Because the nevuah was derived from Moshe Rabbeinu, so it was only temporary. Vayisharush now, noshim ha-machna, elder the meidod, v'tanach aleim haruach. So that wasn't vayotzim in haruach. They weren't near Moshe Rabbeinu. So they got an independent Korach HaNevuah, as opposed to the Shiv Miskenim. Their Korach HaNevuah is Vayotzim and Aruach, like if you light a candle from another candle. So the Korach of this candle comes from the first candle. So Rabbi Chaim Zalman Gaon said that's the Pshat in the Pasuk in Melachim. The other Talmidim of Eliyahu Novi, the Bnei HaNevim, who were learning, training to become Nevim, so their koyach haruach hakodesh came mikoyach, like vayotzim and haruach. Their koyach hanavuah came from Eliyahu. So when he disappeared into the heavens, so they were fainting all over the place. They didn't know what was going on. They were in a daze. So Eliyahu says to Elisha, "How can I give you more than I have? You wanted to have twice the koyach hanavuah that I have. So I tell you what: if you're going to faint like the other Bnei HaNevim, that means that your Korach HaNevuah came from me, and if I disappear, then your Korach HaNevuah is going to fade. Then it can't be. Then your wish will not be granted. You can't have twice as much. But if you don't faint, that's a simon that you'll be like Eldad HaMeid, that they had an independent pipeline to have it. It's not Vayotzim and Aruach. So then Yehiratzon, that your wish should be granted. Amen. Can Yehiratzon? You should have twice the Korach HaNevuah that I have. So then the end of the story was he didn't faint. That's an indication he had an independent pipeline to heaven, to Nevuah, and his wish was granted that he had twice the Korach HaNevuah of Eliyahu HaNavi. He was Mechayev Tumes. He says, Yeshivas HaBeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. So we should, once in a Yovel, we should say something from Yitzchak Elchanan. So he has in the Hakdamah to one of his Shalas HaTshuvas volumes, he has the Devei Drush. The Tshuvas are halacha, and the Hakdam is always Drush, like the Sheh Shmaitzer writes. That's the meaning. So he writes, Elder the Medad said in the Vuh, what did they say? So the Gemara said, they said, Moshe Meis Ve Yeshua Machnes. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, and Yeshua is going to take over. So Yeshua Ben Nun was such a chassid of Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Adani Moshe Kloim. Lock him up, put him in prison. How can they say such a chutzpah digger thing? That Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnas. The Rebbe should live. Yichi Adonai Nemarer Rabbeinu Moshe Rabbeinu Liyolavoy. He should live, he shouldn't die. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Habakane Atali? No. Miyitin Kolam Hashem Nevim. Kiyitin Hashem Zruch Alem. What does it mean, Miyitin Kolam Hashem Nevim? So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan quotes from the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah. The Rambam quotes in Gemara Masechet Shabbos, that a nevuah l'tayva will never be reversed. If a Novi gets a nevuah l'tayva, so you don't assume that it's alat tanai. If the guy still deserves it in the next 5 years, then it's going to happen. If he doesn't deserve it, changes his way, he's not going to get. Nevuah l'ruah is always assumed to be alat tanai. If they'll do tshuva, the ruah will not happen. That's why Yonah didn't want to deliver Nevuah to Nineveh, because he was afraid they're going to do tshuva, and their Bnei Shalom is killer, Chapayim, Rav Tezimim, is going to be Michael them. That people are going to say, I'm an Ovi Yashaker. I said, I'm going to deliver Nevuah. It's not going to happen. They're going to do tshuva. So that's what happened. They did tshuva. So Nevuah the Ro is always assumed that it's Alatan. Nevuah the Toiva is not, Nevuah the Toiva will always be fulfilled. Why is that so? Why shouldn't you assume that Nevuah the Toiva is also Alatan? So the Rambam interprets the Gemara. The Rambam interprets the Gemara. He says, otherwise, how can you test out a Novi to see whether he's authentic or not? He predicts what's going to happen and it doesn't happen. So he says it was understood that it was Allah Tanai. So that shtick, it was understood that it's Allah Tanai. That's only if it's Nevuah L'Ruah. Nevuah L'Taiva will certainly be fulfilled, because otherwise, how can you test the guy's a Novi? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, these Eldon and Medad, they said two Nevuahs. They said, Moshe Meis v'Yeshua Machnas. So Moshe Meis is Nevuah L'Ruah. So that can be reversed. Yeshua Machnas, that's a Nevuah L'Taiva for Yeshua Ben Nun. He's going to become the chief rabbi of Klal Yisrael. So Nevuah LeToyva cannot be reversed. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, the only reason why it can't be reversed, the Rambam says, is because, otherwise how can you test the Navi? The Pasuk says, V'chitoymar, how am I supposed to know if the Navi is telling the truth or he's pulling my leg? So if the prophecy of the Navi comes true, then you see he's telling the truth, he's a Navi. If it doesn't come true, you say you see he's a liar. So the whole reason why Nevuah LeToyva is not understood to be Allah Tanai, because you have to be able to test the Navim. But Me'itin Bahio Kalam Hashem Navim Halabai, everybody would be a Navi, so we wouldn't have to test out. We would know whether the guy's authentic or not. So then even in Nevuah LeToyva would also be Allah Tanai. So just like Moshe Amei says in Nevuah LeRoa, that's self-understood as Allah Tanai, Yeshua Machnis also would be Allah Tanai. That's Moshe Rabbeinu said, Me'itin Bahio Kalam Hashem Navim. So even in Nevuah LeToyva would also be Allah Tanai, and it won't be Mekuyim. That's how Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan interprets. Quite an original interpretation. The opening pasuk in the parsha talks about Aaron lighting the menorah. So all the mefarshim, the meshachachma, and all the mefarshim before him asking kasha, the Gemara has a din in Yuma. Hazara korev Yumas. Hazara, a non-kohen who does hakrovas hakarbonis, is chay misa b'dei shemayim. So the Gemara says, which hakrovas hakarbonis? Gemara says, it doesn't apply to this, doesn't apply to that. Hardly ever applies. The misa b'dei shemayim for zar she'ovad is very rare. So the Gemara says, what if his zar is madlik the menorah? Would it be misa b'dei shemayim? Gemara says, no. Hadloka lav avaydahi. So the Rambam understood the Gemara kemshuta. Hadloka samenah is kosher b'zar. A non-kohen is permitted to light the menorah. You don't need a kohen because hadlok alav avaydahi. But the non-kohen never walk in so deep. The first 11 amos of Nazar Yudalf amos where the Bnei Yisrael walked, and after that is called Ezer's Kohanim. They don't allow any non-kohanim to walk there bechlal. So how can you say a zar is allowed to be madlik the menorah? So the Rambam has a funny case. If someone took the menorah, if a kohen went took the menorah out of the hechal and brought it to the first 11 amos, and a zar will light it, and then the kohen will take it back and be good the way it is. That's the Rambam. And the Rambam is masik. What are you talking about? That's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant hadlok alav avoda. It's not an avoda that yichai misa b'dei shemayim, but it is an avoda you need a kohen. So the pasuk says before, dabi olaharon v'amatel b'halos chasan there. How can the Rambam deny? How can the Rambam say that it's kosher bizarre? The pasuk is beferish that you need kohanim. So they give shvere terutzim. So the kasha is better than the terutzim. They give shvere terutzim on this.
Isn't they have tovus and neiros, the thing that they take out? Prepare for the next day.
The hatovah is not kosher bizarre. The hatovah needs a kohen.
So maybe that's what...
It goes on hatovah. Halos chasan there. It sounds like the hadlokah. Sounds like the hadlokah. Meshe Chochma has a teretz. It's very questionable. Very questionable. The pasuk says... V'zeh ma'ase ha'menor mikshu zol yirech ha'pircham kam ma'ra she'her ha'shem is Moshe. So there's a famous comment from Rav Elbala Soloveitchik. There was a Harua Shor in the days of Yidbar Moshe Rabbeinu had to make the menorah Kamara Sheher Hashem Es Moshe Bahor. Exactly, he showed Moshe Rabbeinu menorah Shalesh, and he told me you have to make it like that. The Chashmonoi made a menorah later. They didn't have any problems. They didn't have any difficulties. So why wasn't Niskasha Moshe B'maisa menorah? Because it wasn't enough just to have Gvim, Kaftarim, or Prochim, to have everything. Had to look exactly the same Kamar Sheharesa Bohar. So that was Niskasha Moshe with that. So Rav Elbala Soloveitchik has a few other halachas that he thinks were shown to Moshe Rabbeinu because it did depend on what it looks like. So he has been again to the Rambam writes, Ochel Putisa Loka Arba, Nemola Loka Chomesh, Tzira Loka Shesh, there's certain Shrotzim. That if you eat one sheretz, you get four times malchus, five times malchus, six times malchus. Why? So Rashi and Taisus and all the Bishanim have one pshat. That if you have a pasuk repeated several times, you get malchus many times. The Rambam disagrees. Kefal alav is only counted in Sefer Mitzvahs as one lav. You only get once malchus, and it's repeated just for emphasis, but you don't get several times malchus. So why is ochel petis aloy karb and the mala loy kachomish? So the Rambam says, if you have a sheretz amayim, that's one lama. You have a sheretz ha'oif, there's another lama. You have a sheretz ha'oretz, it crawls on the ground, there's another lav. And if it's And if it flies and it swims and it crawls on the earth, then you get three times Malkus, because it's all three together. It's Sharamayim, Sharatzoif, and Sharatzoharetz. So the Raivid makes fun of the Rambam, and he calls them, the Rambam collected all the Gemaras and put them on it. So he says, Hama'asef hazeh, this collector, us of Dvarim She'enam. He collected animals that don't exist. There is no animal that swims and it flies and it crawls. Why not? There are animals that swim and fly. So what's the Raivid's kashin? So Rabbi Abba Salvech explained the Raivid's kashin was that if you ask a person in that scientific field, I'll say, basically, this is a Sheretz Haaretz. Basically, this is a Sheretz HaMayim. It can also fly, but it's not a Sheretz HaOf. The Sheretz HaOf can swim also, but it's not a Sheretz HaMayim. Basically, you label it as belonging to one category or the other. So the Raivid thinks it depends what family it belongs to. And the Rambam thinks it depends what it looks like. So the Raivid makes fun of the Rambam, that you have the pelican, and it can fly, and it swims, and it crawls. But he says, basically, it's that. It's not this. It looks like it. It looks like it's all three, but it's not really. So that's the Ravela Zalvechik thought. The Gemara says in Menachos that when Moshe Rabbeinu was showing, telling him that he saw the dinim of the tray for birds, he said Vizelachem Atomi, and he held up the bird and he showed them what it was. What do you have to show them? Tell them this is kosher bird. This is a tray for bird. No, it depends what it looks like. So he showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu because it depends. Moshe Rabbeinu showed it to Bnei Yisrael because the din depends. The kashos are the burden, and the treifas depends what it looks like. It doesn't depend what it really is. Then he said the same regarding the kesher shel tefillin. The Gemara says kesher shel risa sachor. I found a lay road. The Rebbe Shlomo showed Moshe Rabbeinu kesher shel tefillin. What's that all about? Shows him kesher shel tefillin. So Rashi is of the opinion that the dalid and the yud, the dalid and kesher rosh and the yud and the shal yad is a din deraisin. So Tosfos says Masig and Rashi. They hold that there should be a kesher shel tefillin. Halacha Moshe Mesina. There should be a kesher, but it should be a dalin and a yud. That's only midrabbim. And they prove in the Gemara in Pamem Adlikin, because the Gemara says the bayis shel rosh has a shin on it, so that has to be or behema tahora. Because if you're writing psukim, even if you're writing one letter from Tanakh, you have to teras Hashem eficha ben amuta beficha. Has to be hide from a kosher animal. But the ritzuas don't have any letters written on them. So how do you know that has to be from kosher, hide from a kosher animal? That's Allah Moshe Mesina, L'huch Shem Lach HaShemayim, Allah Arba'im HaTorah Bilvat. So Tosfos Tanya is against Rashi. If the Dalet and the Yud, Allah Moshe Mesina, so just like the Shin and the Bayesh HaRosh has to be from a hide from a kosher animal, so the ritzuas also have to be. So it's a right that the Dalet and the Yud is only with the Rabbanah. The kesher, you should have a kesher, agabi kesher. A kesher is the rice. But the tzuris hakesher is only the rabban. So that's what Velvela has at Dvar Torah in his Sefer on the Rama, based on the Loshon HaRama. He said it has to be a kesher, but tzuras dalet, a kesher, but tzuras yud. It's not a dalet. The shin is takashin. So that's Torah Hashem v'ficha. But the dalet and the yud, herala kodesh bochel l'moshe, why do you have to herala? You should have said, make a dalet, make a yud. No, it's not a dalet. It's a kesher, but tzuras dalet, and a kesher, but tzuras yud. Okay, there's a lot more halachas, but we got to have mincha. Okay, what's the story Sunday? Yeah. We don't learn Sunday.
Rabbi.
I'm here. maybe we should learn instead of a quarter to one, a quarter to 12.
Okay.
What time do we usually learn? 11:30.
11:30.
I'm going to have a group here from Rabbi Willig's students in Queens. So I may be with them till around a quarter to one. So maybe a quarter to one.
Okay.
That's what, a quarter to 12.
A quarter to 12.
The Mincha Sunday is 1:30. Good.